Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. It's Nora Walks in Spirit, and I hope you're all doing just wonderful, as am I. These energies are absolutely peaceful today. They're exciting, very gentle, and there's a lot of movement with the vibrations of these energies of light. It seemed to be really amplifying in all of the kingdoms and all of the elements and all the networks of, I guess you'd say, communications that's out there. And the message that came through this morning when I woke up around 6 a.m., the beautiful quiet energy, and it just came in very softly and said to me, "You are the light." You are the light. And when we come to realize that we are the light of all that is around us and within us, then we are able to guide and release ourselves out of all the challenges that appears in our life. What is the light of a light consciousness that's around us? Is that what is able to make us feel comfortably at peace within our inner mind? So that when the challenges arrive, should there be any, it's a way of settling that inner being of your inner mind into that quiet statement of, "This too shall pass." Amaneyato to you kuramanayan. It comes to be that we are in some unsteady times right now. And so some of us have more challenges or turbulences suddenly appearing in our lives with others around us, or with other places where we're going. Maybe it's within the family, or finances, or jobs, or health issues. It's leaving you feeling uneasy on some moments of the day, or when you receive the news, or speak to somebody. These unknowing energies that are around us right now, they keep unexpectedly appearing. And we feel like we're on this roller coaster of good days and bad days. And when is it all going to settle into one steady stream where there's not a knock at the door or a crack of the tree falling down beside your home from a storm, or just all these different energies? Or I would say they're more interruptive energies, and sometimes they're a little bit jarring because it's unexpected. And it's like we are all in the same boat of unsteadiness and uneasiness. And yet some of us are finding it's almost over. We're going to get through this. And others are finding it more heavier than it was last month or last week. It just depends how you're handling these unexpected challenges or interruptions that's steering your boat. You're steering it out of the rough waters of others' thought forms and reactions to what's going on in society? Or are you staying stuck in the quagmire? But if you're walking away and limiting your listening mind to others' conversations or others' reactions, then really, at this point, you are walking into the future of a new light consciousness. We are moving into the fifth dimension. We're moving out of this cycle that has been wrapping around the planet for eons. And it is in a transformational state. You can see it within the winged. You can see it on the water around you. You can see it in the four-legged. And they're moving slower. They're coming closer into a frequency that is very much like your frequency when it is of peace. When you have an inner knowing that everything is going on the right path of realignment, and that you're reassessing your thoughts as they come in rather than reacting to the collective consciousness around you, then you're moving into the peaceful waves of this new light consciousness that is coming on the planet. So even when Jesus would say, I am the light, I am the way, is really the same as him letting his disciples know or people around him know. And he's bringing in the light consciousness to settle the turbulence around them, their collective consciousness, even in his time, was very unsettled and unruly around them. He was bringing in the light consciousness to bathe their aura fields and to bring peace into the nation. When you begin stepping out of your old routine mind of reacting and move into a new manner of becoming the watcher and listener to your own state of consciousness, then you are finding the light that is all around you, that is within you, on a very high vibration of stillness. When you realize that that light is within you, that is going to release the fear that's dominating the thought forms around you, from others. You don't have an attachment to it. You're not going in phase with it. You're not allowing those thoughts or those energies to settle into your stillness or your conscious mind. You're going to be quietly settling into the quietness of an inner consciousness deep inside you. And find out when that moment arrives, when you're feeling anxious for no reason, worried about something, or unsettled about something. You can simply just sit in the stillness for a moment and go inside the consciousness by asking, where did this unsettledness arise from? Where's it really coming from? I was fine 10 minutes ago, and all of a sudden, this emotional wave crept into my thought forms. Instead of going into a reactive state, just listen to what you're asking in the stillness. Let there be the light in me to become the peace in me. Even in the stillness of your own quiet mind, you're going to be able to reevaluate these situations, these personal challenges or struggles, or anything that's occurring within the family, health, or finances. You're letting go. They're not becoming a part of that frequency. It's not going to wind you up and take you out of your peacefulness, of the genuine light being of who you truly are. When the Infinite Masters ask me to listen and to be in complete awareness of all that is within and around me, then I'm able to feel that there's nothing attaching, nothing holding on to my thought forms, nothing's holding on to me, and nothing's attracting to me of a lowering vibration. Because I'm monitoring what's around me of the energies that I cannot see, but I know it's in harmony with the trees, the flowers, the fountains, the winged sky, the sun. I'm in that awareness of knowing nothing's attaching. Everything is of an energy that is always moving, and it's moving in a direction of harmony. When there's a disharmonic wave, then I know I have attracted something into my field. And it's going to create a lowering thought form, or it's going to create a conversation to pop up on my phone, or from a neighbor. It's going to create that reactive frequency, because we know like attracts like. And if there's disharmonic waveforms in my thought forms, it's generating a frequency around me and transmitting that field. And sure enough, the erratic car driver is going to come up beside me, or there's going to be an unsteadiness of energy entering into a conversation with me. So it's up to me to be aware and always on the level of the light consciousness and to be operating my heart and mind at all moments to stay synchronized into a coherent vibration of peace, of light, and of listening, not reacting, but listening to what is in my fields of consciousness. In the stillness that I just placed around you, there's just a gentleness. There's a knowingness that you're finding that light and that peace within you. Just breathe in the stillness of this light consciousness arriving right now. And just visualize with your mind the light arriving in any wave form or shape on top of your head, or maybe inside your inner body, inner mind. Feel how pure it is, how light it is, how soft it is. I just want you now just to listen to the stillness on an even deeper level of the quietness that it is. What is the vibration or the new sound you're hearing? Let it simmer and shimmer around you. Maybe it's tapping on top of your head or on your arms. I want you to feel the warmth inside your heart. Or maybe you have a sense of coolness of light energy clearing your fields. Maybe you've got a lot of unsettled energies in your aura fields and you have a clearing taking place, sweeping around you. And whatever it is that's been interrupting or unsettled or just even the past thought forms for the last half hour, sort of be released out of your mind right now and out of your heart. And if it's fear, just let it come out of your tummy where your inner child is. These are waveforms of energy. Just waveforms of lowering thought forms of energy that sometimes arrives to pull you out of alignment of your own light. Conscious waveforms. We are realigning, rebalancing, and activating more light inside you, back into the peacefulness and gentleness of love. let it flow. Let it be. Quietly settling upon you. Listen. Listen to the quietness of that what is inside the stillness. It's your light. And this light consciousness that you're tapping into has an intelligence that's filtering through all those entangled thought forms and all those attachments around your head, heart, and hands that somehow seeped into you, into your mind. So when you allow your mind to simply relax your shoulders, relax the jaw, relax the spine, you're able to receive the peaceful stillness vibrations, knowing that they are of light and harmony, and releasing . Now, if your mind starts to get into the way and wants to start talking, I can't feel this. I don't know about this. And simply just whisper from within to your mind, no, no, not now. We are listening to the stillness, to these quiet vibrations of light, and to heal us, to clear us. No more talking. And breathe in the stillness as you're saying this to your mind and to the ego. Now you see how deeper your mind is listening and not interrupting you. Sometimes we have to scold the mind. And when you do, then you can feel the stillness of light vibrations warming in your heart. No thinking, just feeling. Feel it in your heart. You are connecting into a state of a peaceful light consciousness of an unknown state. But it is a consciousness, and it is pure consciousness, and it's you, only you. It's your energy. It's your life. Your own light consciousness allows you to feel safe and in a comforting state of mind. And all else is being removed that is not of this light in you. And all those thought forms, those impending worries or fears or uneasiness, for yourself or for others, is being comforted by the light. Is healing it, releasing it. Your own light consciousness is never an interrupting state of something or someone else. It is a state of stillness, of peacefulness. It is that unknown, they would say, but yes, it is a known holy presence. But it is a divine state of who you are. And it can become you the moment you let go of your mind into the absolute stillness of this superior quietness, stillness, where your own light consciousness is waiting for you to realign. Breathe it in. Come to know this frequency of peace and love, of your own light. It's always there for you to create and build your own consciousness into light, into love, in every cell of your being. You will allow your mind to release any unsettled thought forms or actions of others around you. You just quietly access your own divine light consciousness by stilling your mind into the stillness. And every time your mind becomes still, even for a moment or two, or maybe when you finish a phone call and you sit back and you let go of that phone call and that conversation to sit in the stillness, your mind will start to increase its listening to the light consciousness. It will start listening. And when it starts listening to this higher consciousness of light, then the wisdom and knowledge starts entering. The vibrations you are hearing right now of your own stillness are becoming stronger or maybe more louder, as your mind is becoming more acutely aware. It wants to know, what is that noise? What is that frequency? It has an intelligence. It's a light conscious waveform, yes, of divine intelligence that the mind will start seeking out and become more accepting of these light waves. You'll start adapting to the stillness more quickly. So that you come into an automated state of stillness more rapidly. Well, therefore, the mind, the thinking mind, that always wants to know what's going on, will start concentrating on the awareness of your thought forms. You're realigning it into a higher consciousness that it is intrigued by. Now you are moving into control of your thought forms. You're not letting the mind run you around with the ego. You're taking the mind and allowing it to receive a stillness of light intelligence. And the thought forms become wisdom and knowledge. And therefore there's a resolution to unsettled, uneasy waveforms when they arrive. Because the thought forms are no longer created from others, only from your own light waves. And the beautiful part about this is the new light consciousness is appearing more prevalent within the planetary consciousness. You're not realizing it with all the uneasiness, but within the threads of all that's around us. There is a new light love vibration that is adapting into many other hearts and minds of many people who are now realizing how important our thoughts are, ruling their thoughts and lives of others' directions and fears is not where they want to be. So there is a planetary shift in consciousness around us. Which wave do you want to ride? The turbulent one? Or do you want to go on the other side of the lake where it's nice and calm and keep enhancing your mind with your own thought forms and feelings of your own light consciousness of who you are and who you're transitioning into becoming of love, light, and peace. And now you are simply enhancing yourself, invigorating more light into your soul being, building a new inner body, inner heartbeat, inner mind. Now your whole personality is going to start to shift. Your body's going to shift. Your daily routines are going to shift. Your friends, your family, your neighborhood, new neighbors. You're going to be attracting this same like energy of light conscious beings. You no longer want to be in an area of turbulent thought forms, of unsettled thought forms, of heavy thought forms. Because your aura field, your energetic mind, your energetic heartbeat is already at peace and in a waveform of this light consciousness, which is of an intelligence that's just simply attracting more light. So you're not going to be attracted to those type of gatherings, those type of scenarios, even in your workplace. In many ways, your current living patterns will be changed into peaceful, fulfilling frequencies that just keep shining through you in very subtle ways. Your movements will be a bit slower because you're shifting the energy fields around you, not just inside you anymore, but around you. And around the folks that you're with. You're going to see them become more peaceful and gentle, or they may become a little bit disorientated and imbalanced, not really knowing of this peaceful light consciousness that they're being bathed with by your essence. They've been bundled up in fear and uneasiness and programs. And sometimes it takes a while to see, feel, and hear the shifting of the light consciousness that's flowing inside your heart and mind. That's okay. The stillness will continue to access your mind and still your heart to listen. The light consciousness is right beside you. It is your own light, divine essence. Yuweta. And it becomes stronger and stronger each time you set your mind to tuning in into the stillness, and that which you cannot see inside the stillness. Is your divine light intelligence bathing you, healing you, and flowing through you in every breath you take? Breathe it in. Breathe it into your heart. Let that peacefulness and gentle healing energy flow to any area of your body where you feel restrictive energy, tightness, tension, uneasiness. Not your mind. The consciousness is not flowing through your mind. It's breathing through your heart and feeling the stillness is shifting your mind into a state of consciousness of light. It's lifting off those thought forms. And filling your mind with a quiet vibration of healing. So that we can step into a reality and we're following our own vibration of light. We're connecting into our own consciousness right now. Our own divinity. This is you that you're breathing in. Feels comfortable. It's not all the other thought forms or collective consciousness of impending doom or the planetary stress that's out there. You're away from that. This is your light, and you can breathe it in anytime you want throughout the day till you get to really know that you know you have the light in you. It's bathing you. You're breathing it in as a higher intelligence that knows every particle of every atom of every cell of your body. It just knows. It's not like you're waiting to get to the light at the end of the tunnel anymore. It's reaching into you in the stillness of your mind. The Amari Ichuchu Ichuru no. So when Jesus said, you are the light of the world, as he said, I am the light, I am the way. There's a connecting into a new consciousness of inner knowing and inner being of who you truly are as the light of the world. Is this the I am that I am of your own divine essence? We don't want to think about anything. We just want to be the light that is in you. You want to be the peacefulness. When you're breathing in the peacefulness and you're connecting into that stillness, then you are in your own divine essence. And that divine essence is the light consciousness. We have a consciousness. There's nothing. Without consciousness, there's nothing. We have to have a consciousness of energy around us. But if you're breathing in a light consciousness instead of a lowering consciousness or a collective consciousness, now, you're separating your mind and you're developing your own consciousness. You're choosing the consciousness that you want. And you're also coming to realize, when you get good at this, how vast the consciousness is. It's beyond the planet. It's the universal consciousness. It's the grid systems of time. But it would appear to me that we've all been stuck in this one kind of consciousness, which is the collective consciousness on this planet. An impending doom consciousness in most days. But when I channel the ethers of light consciousness, I'm saying ethers because the light consciousness around me is the gentleness that I've created, a light energetic field around my body that attracts more light energies and soft, peaceful energies, such as the winged that will want to come closer, or the squirrels outside, or the rabbits that come by the door here. When I'm sitting outside, these wild animals, even if they're rabbits, they will come closer because the light consciousness is of a divine light peacefulness. It's not fragmented with thought forms of fear or fragmented into weariness, stress. It's gentle. And it's love. It's all about the love. So it's attracting And that's what we want to have, of this kind of consciousness around us here. And then I've come to realize that when I channel into the ethers of the cosmic and universal consciousness, this beyond the beyond, this planetary consciousness, and I get into the macrocosmos and micro consciousness of the beyond, it's all the same. It's consciousness. It's an energy of intelligence. It truly is. Which way do you want to go, Alice? You want to stay here on this road? Or do you want to follow me into the cosmic universal consciousness of light? So we all have a conscious mind and a conscious body. It's living inside of us. And we all have an energy of intelligence. And we know that the consciousness can be infused with all other energies of consciousness to build upon. We already do that with our 3D mind of learning and experiencing and building and creating. But if you take your conscious mind and explore another type of consciousness, then you'll be able to decipher what's coming in your mind and where did it come from. So that everything that you are creating and manifesting each day of a thought form, it's just going to be of light. Imagine that. You're going to be in control of your energetic field, of what you will attract and build and create, by allowing yourself to move into a higher embodiment of a higher light divinity beyond this collective consciousness. And if you can integrate and breathe in any consciousness of how vast it is at any now moment through your own I Am divine consciousness of light, then I guess Jesus is right. You are the light of the world. The big thing is removing a lot of your thinking by tracking where did it come from? Where did that thought form come from? Why was I fine 2 minutes ago and unsettled just now? What's that energy that I'm feeling? What's that uneasiness? Step out of it. It's a collective field of other consciousness fields from others. You need to align yourself into your higher light consciousness the moment you have that awareness of what your new projection, I would say, or routine that you want to create, of building a creative mind of a higher light consciousness of love. It takes time, but mostly it happens rather quickly when you're in that awareness state all of the time. And that when you grab a hold of that frequency of uneasiness or unsettledness and emanate the stillness of light into your fields around you and into your thought forms, then you're going to light up the room where you are. You're going to light up the fields in your aura that have interruptive threats. It's not of your own divine light. So they actually wanted me to talk about this tonight because they wanted to bring the attention to a lot of people that have fear-based thought forms or get entangled with worries and uncertain for other people and their worries. And so I asked, what is it that you would have me speak on tonight? What is it that they would need to become aware of? And they just came through and said, you are the light. You are the light of the world. All that you are is of the light that is waiting for you to acknowledge. When you acknowledge the light that is here within you, and is breathing and waiting beside you, waiting to deliver you the knowledge and wisdom of becoming your own light, then you are no longer in this unsettled state. And you are ready to begin the new livelihood of increasing the light into your consciousness and building the truly light being, truly the true consciousness that's in you, that's been tucked away. It's like a dimmer switch. The light's been turned down. It's on a very low, low vibration inside of many people for many, many hundreds of thousands of timelines. And we're in the year of 2022, where everything is shifting quickly. Everything is transforming through awareness. Yeah, there's a lot of battles out there. There's a lot of statements being made in all sorts of directions. But that's part of the cleanse. It's part of the awareness for people to be aware that people are not staying in a collective consciousness that is only one-sided. There's an awareness. I'm stepping up. I'm making my statement. The reality is there's a light consciousness of a dimmer switch that's being turned up a notch. And this feeling of uneasiness is part of the wave of change for some people. But when you're in the wave of knowingness, not uneasiness, then you're in the wave of being in control of the light around you that's going to turn that dimmer switch up full, brightest voltage inside your heart, that you're going to be transmitting a very heightened vibration of peace, of light, of inner knowing, and inner being, that all that you are is the light of the world, shimmering and transmitting on every day, on every now moment. I'm just going to ask this infinite being that came in with this divine orchestration of love, light, and peace to bring a word of knowledge for that what is to come in the seventh month ahead of us. Yeah, Maria, you don't know. Let's bring in the stillness just for a second so I can tap into that higher grid system of an etheric frequency of light, where the knowledge is, where the light passageway is where the library of knowledge is. That much I have found. The libraries of knowledge are in those passageways of light. Here we go. There is the light of their own divinity that is sparking these reality cords of a higher network of telepathics of communications. And it is through the stillness of tapping into their own light cords of communications that, yes, the libraries of knowledge, the wisdom of inner knowing and inner being will begin delivering all resolutions, delivering all amplifications of the virtues and abilities that have been in dormancy in the cellular body. There are 12 DNA strands that have been dormant. There have been chromosomes of light knowledge that have been wrestling within the conscious bodies, conscious minds. And all is waking, shaking, and transmitting on this entire planet. And as we step into the seventh month, the seven, a platform of reality consciousness will be awakened into the hearts and minds of those who are tapping into their light conscious waveforms. They will be introduced to a platform of reality more and more throughout these next months until December. You should know, child, that the planetary consciousness is moving into the realities of light consciousness. Those old programs, fear-based collective manipulations, is dissolving, is tearing down, and waking up are the dormant intelligent cells of light intelligent crystals in the bodies, in the brains. Those pineal crystals of the third eye are tapping into the light consciousness that many are breathing in while in the deepest states of stillness. And yes, the illusionary mind is finding the passageways to reality that is unveiling in their sleep state and journey state. And now, in holding into their operative states through listening to the quietness of the light intelligence that is bathing their aura fields. You need only listen. You need only look around and see through a higher mind of a light conscious mind, that all that is of peace in the animal kingdom is the winged, the creepers, the crawlers, the elements of the trees, the flower kingdoms, They will bathe you in their light energies. You sit in the garden of their light frequencies. You will have the peace of mind, and you will have a new collaboration of a higher divine essence of light consciousness. It will release the old waveforms and clear your aura. Amade Dio Turno, you who have restless hearts and unsteady minds need only listen to the quietness of the breeze beside you. And tap into your own frequency and ask, fill me with the light of all that I am. Awaken my heart even more to this light that has been hidden inside me for too long, so that I may emanate and empower the light within my being, so that I may transmit the light and love of who I am onto these beautiful kingdoms and elements around me, beginning with Man Kingdom. Your body de adrisho it dea you come ya you. Niwayana, many hearts are integrating the word of knowledge. Nijyotiya, and many minds will begin listening to the stillness. That is all we leave. You just may press your hands together in prayer form. Press against your heart as you wiggle your toes and move your feet a bit. And just be the light that is inside. That is all. Thank you for being with me tonight and enjoying the Infinite Master's message on you are the light of the world, and you are lighting up inside through the stillness of your mind. We'll see you in the ethers as I'm going to be traversing, I was going to say traipsing, but I certainly can't traipse with the masters, that's for darn certain. I'll be traversing into the grid systems, and I'll see you up there on a nice journey tonight. Take good care. Have a beautiful evening. And I'll be on Facebook, my Facebook station, Nora Walks in Spirit. I'll be on Facebook on the 8th. For that 20 minutes of a little activation that the masters like to give for free. So catch me on my Facebook and visit my YouTube station also. Alrighty, bye-bye.